Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's story contains spooky imagery, mentions of monsters eating people, and slight moments of dread. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You are in a deep, dark pine forest. The winter air is bitter cold as you move through the thick undergrowth. You feel the eyes of something watching you, and then you hear the sound of rushing horse hooves coming from behind you. You begin to run, branches slapping against you as you hear the sound of a large set of wings beating, the sound of hooves gone. He knows what it is. You break free. You break free of the forest and stop at the edge of a long, wide river as you hear the sound, as you hear the loud, angry bleating of a goat coming from high in the pine trees. You escape, but Killian, what did you escape from?
The Jersey Devil.
Yes, it is the Jersey Devil. Let's open the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. So let's get started. What do you already know about the Jersey Devil?
He has giant wings.
He has giant wings. What else?
He has the biggest horns in my life.
Okay. Anything else?
And he has the largest hooves, bigger than Krampus's.
Bigger than Krampus's hooves. Okay. So in
And he's green. And he's kind of nice in my book. In my ABC book.
Oh, yeah. In your ABC book.
Also, he has sticks all over him and he smells like
Okay, so in 1982, the Colorado Rockies hockey team moved their club to New Jersey and adopted the name the New Jersey Devils after the local legend. Wait, is this episode about hockey or cryptids?
Cryptids.
Oh, so sorry.
But you can tell fans fans that... Listen.
I'll just keep going. Yeah. For fun, it is true.
Hey.
What?
Yeah. Also, Gigi knows that. And
right.
Hey.
Okay.
Let Gigi listen to this one because it's talking a little bit about hockey.
I think she listens to all of them, so I think you're in luck. So the New Jersey Devils are named after a creepy folklore story. That's just a quick little fun fact.
Oh.
But anyway, so Killian, the Jersey Devil is said to be, well, a devil. The Jersey Devil has been part of a New Jersey and Pennsylvania folklore for more than 250 years.
Why is it called the Jersey Devil? It's like a where's a Jersey.
No. You're not, because it's from Jersey. It's a place.
What's a Jersey?
It's a place. Like Clarksville is a place.
Yeah.
Amazon's going off in the background. The legendary creature's appearance varies depending on the account, but is generally described as a flying biped with hooves. Some say it is kangaroo-like, while others claim it is more like a wyvern.
I claim that it looks like Krampus.
Okay, or a dragon, and that it has the head of a horse or a goat, large bat wings.
I say goat.
Okay, small taloned arms, horns, cloven hooves, and a forked tail. This creature also is known as
That's true. He has a forked tail.
Yes.
Like a snake's tongue.
Yes, but its tail. Yeah. Okay. Yes. This creature is also known as the Leeds Devil and is often accompanied by this high-pitched, blood-curdling scream. Do you know what the word biped means?
No.
So that means, because that means it walks up on 2 feet. Bi means two. So it's just like you and me and Bigfoot. So
also the Yeti.
Right. So where is...
Sometimes I do walk on 1 foot.
Then you would be omnipod.
Yeah.
I think. So where is the New Jersey...
I'm still a mammal, right?
Yes, you're still a mammal. So where's the Jersey Devil from?
New Jersey.
You're right. It is New Jersey, which is the northern eastern, the northeastern part of North America.
Like South America.
No, like North America. Okay. It is said that with the Jersey Devil sightings... Listen. It is said that with the Jersey Devil sightings, there comes failed crops, dead cows, droughts, missing livestock, and in some cases, boiling creeks and rivers. Some believe he only comes every 7 years or to foreshadow disaster and war, while others think he is ever-present and appears at its leisure.
You mean night? Night?
No, leisure just means he shows up whenever he wants to. So some people think he comes every 7 years. Some people think he comes only when something bad's about to happen. And then other people just think he's kind of around.
And I think he comes only at night.
Oh, that's a good point.
So when everybody's not looking.
Ooh, good point. So people...
So he can get away and not get caught by the police. The cryptid police. I just made it up.
Okay, sit up. People of all walks of life and statuses have seen the beast, with famous stories coming from men like Joseph Bonaparte, brother of Napoleon, who claimed to see the monster while hunting on his estate in 1820. An American naval officer, Stephen Decatur, saw the flying creature and even shot a cannonball at the devil, hit it. But even being blasted by a cannonball had no effect. The Jersey Devil just kept on flying. Over the course of 1 week in 1909, there were hundreds of published sightings and encounters with the Jersey Devil.
Just like Mothman.
Yeah.
They had 100.
Mm-hmm. And one article claimed that it attacked a trolley car in Haddon Heights and a social club in Camden. A Greenwich farmer in 1925 reportedly shot the animal after seeing it steal his chickens, photographed its corpse, and showed it to well over 100 people who identified it as the Jersey Devil. In 1951, a group of boys claimed to see the monster, and a few years later, a corpse showed up matching their description. The sightings continued, and at one point, merchants in Camden offered a $10,000 reward for its capture and offered to build a private zoo to house it. Do you know how much money that is in today's money, Killian?
I think it's...
Because it was a long time ago that they offered that.
I think it was $100 million.
Close. So, Killian, these people were actually offering in today's money...
Actually, I think $190 million.
Okay. They were actually offering $100,000 in today's money for the capture of the Jersey Devil.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sure. At one point, the sightings were so frequent that a number of schools closed down, and workers were told to stay home, so there was no question that whatever they were seeing, it was enough to terrify an entire community. But where does the legend come from? The Jersey Devil got its start in a remote area in southeastern New Jersey, filled with dense forests of white cedar called the Pine Barrens. One of the stories about the Jersey Devil's birth came from a resident of Pine Barrens named Mother Leeds. As the story goes, in 1735, Mother Leeds had 12 children, and upon finding out that she was pregnant a 13th time, she cursed the child in her womb and cried out that it would be the devil. According to the legend, her curse was strong enough to work, and some versions claimed that she was a witch with mystical powers, and some even say that the child's father was the devil himself. It is said that as she birthed a normal child, it suddenly began to morph into the beast that we know as the Jersey Devil. It beat everyone in the room with its tail before flying up the chimney and heading into the pines, where it has resided ever since. History tells us that at the time of the legend's start, there was a woman living in the area named Deborah Leeds. She and her husband, Japhet, they had weird spellings of names back then, had 12 children mentioned in their will and lived in Leeds Point, New Jersey, which may explain how the legend began. Another version of the story tells of a young American girl from Leeds falling in love with a British soldier during the American Revolution. After the Battle of Chestnut Neck was started by the British, the townsfolk opposed the couple's love and called the girl treasonous and went so far as to curse the young lovers. Do you have a question, sir?
What did you just say? Can you, say it again?
Yes. So another version of the story tells of a young American girl from Leeds falling in love with a British soldier during the American Revolution. During that time, America and Britain and the British were like, they didn't really like each other that much at that time. So it was kind of a big deal that she fell in love with someone who was from the opposite side. Oh. It's just the way of the world back then. So after the Battle of Chestnut Neck was started by the British, the townsfolk opposed to the couple's love and called the girl treasonous because
she's treasonous.
Okay, so it means that she kind of turned her back on her people because she fell in love with someone on the opposite side. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that seems very much sense.
They called the girl treasonous. We just discussed what that meant. And went so far as to curse the young lovers. The girl later gave birth to a baby, and it became known as the Leeds Devil. Another states that a young woman encountered a passing Romany woman who was begging for food. When she turned the woman down, she was cursed. Years later, the curse long forgotten, the woman had a baby who, upon entering the world, became a devil and fled into the woods. Killian, the Jersey Devil, no matter how you look at it, was started off as a cursed baby. People need to stop cursing babies. It's really not nice, is it?
Yeah.
But so there are all the stories.
I had to stop cursing kids.
Yeah.
When they're just born.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah, it's really not fair when they just had the last kid.
I know. So all the stories about how the Jersey Devil started are a little bit different, but they do all kind of start the same, but a baby, right? Mm-hmm. So skeptics...
It's just like the Quasimodo.
It is a lot like Quasimodo. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, he got cursed by Frollo. It was kind of like he got cursed by Frollo because he's a meanie.
Frollo is a meanie. So you know how sometimes there are some people who don't believe in cryptids and things like that? I know, but those people are called skeptics. That means
skeptics.
People who don't believe in things like ghosts or cryptids or like the supernatural. Does that make sense?
I believe in anything.
Oh yeah, you're definitely not a skeptic.
I believe anything.
I know.
Except for worm boys.
Worm boys. Okay, that's one I've never heard of. We'll have to look into that. So skeptics, because they don't believe the Jersey Devil is real, they have their own...
Yeah, Angelica.
Oh, it's from Rugrats. Okay.
In the movie.
Got it. So they have their own explanation that strays far away from curses and pacts with the devil. According to them, the Jersey Devil is nothing more than a creative rumor started by the early English settlers to entertain their children. Something like a boogeyman, like... If I tell you a scary story, you won't go into the woods at night. Kind of that kind of thing.
But I would never believe your stories.
Well.
I would not believe your stories because...
How rude.
I would not... Because I'm brave enough.
Oh. So it could also have been a simple case of misidentification of known animals. A rumor started to keep the outsiders away, or a slanderous term used to describe those living in Pine Barrens. But regardless of how the legend began, there are hundreds of years of accounts that lend to some level of credibility that there is an unknown animal living in that area. Beginning in the late 1700s, stories have circulated of a creature living in the dense woods of New Jersey. Stories that continue to pop up even today. I know. All right. Time for our story. This is called Hunting the Hunter. In all honesty, it really was the perfect place for a monster to hide. Growing up, we had all heard the stories of the devil in the deep woods of Pine Barrens. It seemed like every time a farmer had a bad crop, a cow would get out, or an old bridge would collapse, everyone in town would whisper about the Jersey Devil being there. My friends and I thought it was a joke, something to blame your problems on instead of the bad weather, not mending your cattle fences, or checking the bridge support beams for termites. But that all changed when the Jersey Devil showed up one night at the barn raising. Half of the town was gathered to help out Ian Culver raise his new tobacco barn. The barn was complete, and the bonfire must have been about 8 feet tall as we all danced and played into the night. But a scream burst out and the music stopped, and we all turned to see a large beast flying through the starlit sky. Yes.
Great Papa farms that plant.
Yes, Tobolka. He does. It had the body of a kangaroo with huge leathery wings and the horned head of a goat, and in its teeth was the limp body of a calf. I know. Frozen with disbelief, we watched as the creature sailed overhead and towards the darkened forest. Almost as quick as it appeared, it was gone. In no time at all, I found myself quickly walking with three other men into the pine trees, each of us with a weapon in hand. We spoke not a word, but got to work tracking what could only be the Jersey Devil. The summer night was humid, or maybe it was the fear. Either way, I was sweating like I had just run a marathon. I pulled a blue bandana out of my pocket and wiped away the sweat. Gripping my rifle, I followed my fellow devil hunters into the forest. It wasn't long before we heard the sound of crunching, the gnashing of teeth on what we could only assume was the calf. The sound was coming from high above us in the dark pine trees. We stood in a circle listening for clues as to where the thing was, everyone pointing in different directions. Then the crunch stopped. The only sound left was the heavy thumping of the hearts in our chests. Boom, 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 boom. Without warning, the man on my right was lifted into the darkness. The beating of leather wings and his blood-curdling scream echoed off into a thousand trees. Echoed off the thousands of trees around us. Gunfire blasted up in the moments after, but nothing fell down. My two companions and I began to move forward, eyes trained on the treetops. This time, we could be ready for whatever was going to come for us. We must have moved 15 feet before we heard a loud thud behind us. As I turned around to look at my companions, where two men had been standing only seconds before, only one remained. With this realization, he and I knew that we only had one chance of survival, and that was to run. Leaping over fallen tree trunks and ducking beneath thick branches, I ran harder than I'd ever imagined, the fear drumming loudly in my ears, my companion and I keeping pace with one another, splitting trees as we moved back to the safety of the barn and the rest of our town. The unholy scream of the Jersey Devil rang out behind us, and it sounded hungry. The scream only pushed us to move harder as I felt the sticky, hot breath of the devil behind me. Just ahead, I could see the bonfire light through the thinning trees. If I could only make it. The breath heavy on my neck, I burst out of the trees, tumbling into the field, covering my head from the sharp teeth I was certain were about to clamp down on me. The townspeople let out cries of shock as moments later I felt human hands around me, lifting me up and helping me to pull me away from the trees. My eyes were shut. I couldn't look. I couldn't believe that we had just made it out. A cup of well water was in my shaking hands as I could hear the women telling me to drink. I opened my eyes and for the first time looked at the crowd as another woman was asking where the others were. I scanned the group. I was the only one that had made it out of the forest. I was the only one to escape. I just hung my head. I left town early the next day. I didn't plan on coming back to New Jersey. I had heard that they needed help in South Dakota moving cattle, and to be honest, South Dakota wasn't as far as I wanted to get from the Jersey Devil, but it was a start. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about the Jersey Devil? Like, what are your thoughts now that you know more about him?
I think that he's the scariest man.
You think he's the scariest cryptid we've talked about so far?
Yes.
You think?
Nope. Just the Krampus and the Bell Witch are.
Oh, okay. So he's not ranked as your scariest one yet.
Yeah.
But he was pretty scary.
In your story that Daddy made up.
Yes. So what was the scariest thing about him?
That you were the last one alive in the story.
Yes, but more so, what was the scariest thing about the Jersey Devil as a whole?
He has big teeth, I think.
The teeth is the scary. That's pretty scary. So let's talk about some places where you've seen the Jersey Devil in, like, popular culture. So the Jersey Devil has inspired many stories and TV shows like Gravity Falls, which is one of your favorites, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The X-Files, which is a grown-up show, and more. Six Flags New Jersey even has a Jersey Devil roller coaster, and of course, like we talked about already, the Jersey Devil's hockey team. So what was your favorite part of the Jersey Devil?
The roller coaster.
The roller coaster that you've never seen, don't know anything about.
I only know that there is one.
What is your favorite thing about the Jersey Devil, not the roller coaster?
The biggest wings ever.
Yeah, I like the wing part too. All right. Do you have any final thoughts or questions? That's your final thought?
Yeah, that's my Jersey Devil.
Oh, yeah. Show me your Jersey Devil impression. You gotta make it the noise. Good. Nice. Thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been the Cryptid
Catalog.
Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamesterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamesterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.